You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, my name is Mackenzie, and welcome to the first episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast. For our first episode today, we have Kathy and Megan. Kathy is the executive director at Discover Buellton, and Megan is the marketing coordinator at Discover Buellton. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
So today, let's just start off by getting to know our guests, Kathy and Megan. Kathy, do you want to start out by introducing yourself?
Sure. Thank you. I'm Kathy Vreeland, the executive director here at the Buellton Visitors Bureau, and I've been here since 2007, and just look forward to welcoming our visitors from afar here to Buellton and promoting our area and just working with our small businesses in our community.
Awesome. Thank you, Kathy. Megan, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Megan, and I'm the marketing coordinator for Discover Buellton. If you're talking with us on social media, I'm likely the person that you're chatting with, or if you have any questions about our amenities and or you happen to be on our website reading our blog, those are all ways that I try to help people discover what there is to do when they come to our amazing small town.
Well, first off, let's give our listeners an idea about where the beautiful Discover Buellton is. Kathy, do you want to let us know?
Sure. So we're about 40 minutes north of Santa Barbara. We're in the Santa Barbara County. So even to expand a little bit further, about 2 hours north of LA, we're on the central coast of California, which is, I think, to me, one of the most beautiful places in California.
And Kathy and I get asked this a lot when we're representing Buellton from out of the area. And usually what we end up having to do is going with some of our more notable markers, destinations that people understand. So we also, people know us because of our proximity to Solvang. If they're familiar with the area, we're just a few miles outside of Solvang. And we also have Anderson's Split Pea Soup, which is a restaurant that's been a traveler's classic since 1924. And we also have Ostrich Land, which brings a lot of people into the area. So those are a couple of things. If you don't recognize the name, you've probably driven through our area more than once if you travel in the Southern California area.
Well, that's a great introduction. Thank you. Definitely lots to see there. Personally, I'm just kind of curious, what brought you guys to Buellton? What brought you to the area and why do you love it?
For me, it was actually, I met my husband in college. I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Michigan. I'm a small town in Michigan. And so when I came out here to visit him as we were dating in school, I fell in love with the area. I went to school and studied hospitality and business management. And to find myself in a tourist destination just kind of fit perfect for me. So I packed up my bags back in 92 after I graduated from school and from college. And then I headed on out to Buellton, California, and I've been here since. So it's definitely, it's like my little hometown with a bunch of mountains, I say. So it's a beautiful place to land, and I've never regretted the move. I love it here.
Oh, that's amazing. What about you, Megan?
My story has much less traveling in it. I was actually born and raised in northern part of Santa Barbara County, so I have always lived within about a 30-mile radius of where we are right now. And I grew up in the small town of Los Livos, which is just a few miles kind of north and west of Buellton. And our area is made up of six small towns, and each one really kind of has its own personality, its own sense of self. And Buellton really just is my place. That of the towns in our area, Buellton is just everything that I want it to be. It's got the right mix of amenities. It's got that small town feel that you really come to appreciate, especially because my siblings all live in larger cities. So I get to visit the large cities and I really like that. But there's just something about coming home. And specifically, there's something about coming home to Buellton that has really just made this the only place I want to live.
Well, I loved hearing both your stories, and they're both very different from each other. So I like hearing the different backgrounds and what's brought you to this beautiful small town. Well, let's just dive right in and let people know why they need to come to Buellton, why they should meet us in Buellton. Kathy, what are just some highlights or maybe some things that people should know right off the bat about Buellton and why they should visit there?
Sure. So, like I said, we are a tourist destination, and Solvang is a neighboring town here, just about 2.5 miles east of us. And it's very well known for its Danish architecture, and it's really like a Danish capital of America, they say. So people come to Bulten. We are right off the 101 freeway, and but we have great hotels and lodging options here when they're coming to stay in this area. And I just like it because it's very centrally located to everything around us. And people will say, "Where do you go shop, or what do you do?" And you know what? We're right in the smack center of Santa Barbara County, so we can go a half hour north or a half hour south, and have all the larger big box amenities, but yet still retreat to our small town and enjoy all of that. We're 10 minutes in from the beach, from the coast. So on those warm days, we can venture down the highway a little bit and be right at the beach in minutes. So it's picturesque. The climate is like no other here. We have cool nights, warm days. I don't have an air conditioner in my house. You don't need one. We have cool evenings and wind. And I think it's, I had visitors recently and they had never been to this area of California. And before they left, they were like, "You know what? We never pictured California to be this way." And we, introduced them to our town, of course, in our valley, and then also along the Central Coast. And so many people, if they're traveling from out of state, don't always think this would be California. We see what's on TV and in the news and in Hollywood and all that, but we are definitely a rural part of California that's beautiful. And Bulten is just a great destination. The community welcomes people. We're just down to earth here, and we enjoy where we live, and we enjoy sharing that with our guests that travel through.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that introduction about Bulten. It's the most amazing destination to go with things so close by to it, like you said, with the shopping. And then Kathy also mentioned some really fun things in the area as well. But Megan, do you have anything else to add to that?
I do. So she's absolutely right. And we are a stone's throw from just about any experience you could possibly want to have between, going out to the lake and taking a nature cruise, or going up Figaro Mountain and checking out the wildflowers in the springtime, or just the incredible views any time of year. We also have lots of wide open spaces, which is because we're in an agricultural area, something that as a local, I try very hard not to take for granted. There's lots of horseback riding, great places to go biking if that's something that you're interested in, some amazing hiking resources. So if you're looking to really just kind of get away, one of the things that kind of makes visiting Bulten's and our area much more special than some of those large, like, in your face destinations with lots of attractions and they go a mile a minute and it's very distracting. Like, ours is a destination that you come with people that you want to connect with because it's the perfect backdrop to do so. There are some wonderful experiences awaiting you, but there isn't so much distraction that when you get home, you just feel completely exhausted because you were going a mile a minute. This is where you can really come regenerate, like recharge your batteries, kind of get grounded and just enjoy yourself and have a wonderful experience. And being able to provide that, I know our businesses really pride themselves on being able to provide that experience to our guests because that's what it's all about. We want to be a part of that self-care that is so important. And that's why a lot of people travel, is to get away and have that time for themselves. And so Bulten's really a perfect destination to do that.
Well, I think you described that so well. If they want to go there to relax, that's an option. If you want to be up and moving and in the mountains, you can do that as well. So thank you. Let's just get to know Bulten a little bit more. We all know that there's the foodies out there. Where are the best places to get some food in the area?
We do not go hungry here.
Definitely not.
We are well fed, right? But we have some fabulous food here in Bulten and our surrounding communities as well. And some of our family's favorites, we like to go to the Firestone Walker Brewery here in town. It's a local family-owned brewery, and they serve up just kind of an array of menu options. So I know my husband's more of the beef lover, and I don't mind some seafood, and the kids like pizzas. And so it just serves up a little bit of everything for the family. And then also, we have a relatively new. It's been here for a little while, but it's called Industrial Eats, and they do everything in a brick oven. Nothing is fried in their restaurant, and it's very eclectic menu. Some of the items, such as beef tongue pastrami, people say it's like butter. You know, it's just, they have amazing flavors. I don't know how they do it because I try it at home and it doesn't come out the same, but they have amazing flavors that you just can't go wrong. And they have a wonderful restaurant there, and they've expanded during the pandemic here, and they have a lot of outdoor seating for their guests. But those are a couple of our favorites, and I'll let Megan touch on, I'm sure she has some favorites too.
Oh, definitely. You're right. We have so much good food. So we're a big breakfast family, and I love the breakfasts at Mother Hubbard's or at Ellen's. And one of our favorite new spots, I say relatively new because they've been only serving lunch for a few years since their wine tasting room opened up, is Hitching Post Wines. You can't beat the view. They have a beautiful outdoor area. It kind of overlooks the ostrich land and the riverbed. And there's just something about eating barbecue and drinking good wine underneath the oak trees that you just really can't beat. So I think breakfast, Mother Hubbard's and Ellen's, you have definitely Hitching Post, making sure, I mean, that's a must see when you come to the area, especially if you happen to be a fan of the movie Sideways. But having that as a lunch option has been really nice. And then of course we have the incredible new locations, Enjoy Bagels and Sweets. They have a really fun decor. They have these incredible bagel sandwich creations that are just mind-boggling. I definitely recommend awesome. Following them on Instagram, because when you see their specials, you're going to be like, how do you fit all of that on one bagel?
They're great. Yeah.
Delicious. Sounds so good. Well, let's just talk a little bit about some of the main attractions in Buellton. I know you've mentioned several already, but I don't know, maybe highlight your favorite. Kathy, if you want to start.
Sure. We like to talk about our hidden gems in Buellton, because they really are. When people come through, sometimes they don't realize there's more to Buellton than they think. And we have some wonderful hidden gems, and we like to talk about them. One is the Mendenhall Museum, which is a private collection of the Mendenhall family. And it's basically old gasoline pumps. The family used to own a gas stations, and so they were into Dry Lakes racing. They serve as the Hall of Fame for that as well. They have a bunch of porcelain signs that Mark and Vicky Mendenhall are the current owners, and it was Mark's father who began this, Jack Mendenhall, years ago, traveled across the country selling open and closed signs, and along the way started a collection of porcelain signs and old nostalgic signs. And so they've put up this collection and made it a museum, and they actually live there. It's a private, their residence as well. But they do open it up for tours. They charge a small fee, and they also do events and host barbecues and whatnot there as well for special occasions. But it's meticulously displayed in individual garages, I'll call them, and they have some cars on display. And again, they serve as the Dry Lakes Racing Hall of Fame. So they host them about every other year and induct their new inductees and have the race cars there. So it's really cool. You would never know it's there. It's kind of hidden and tucked away behind a fence wall, and all of a sudden you walk in and it's just unbelievable. And I see something new every time I go there. It's just there's stuff everywhere, but it's just displayed really incredibly throughout the museum. So that's really fun. The Mendenhall Museum is a definite must do if you come to Buellton. And then another place I really like that's been put together by wonderful volunteers in our community, and that's the Botanic Garden, the San Ynez Valley Botanic Garden, but it's located here in Buellton in our Riverview Park. And it's just an amazing collection of native plants that are grown here in our county and in our region. And it's beautiful. They have separate little gardens throughout. You can meander through. They have a place for kids to play. They do educational classes for different children in different schools. They have volunteer day. They do like a succulent garden planning or wreath making classes. They do different classes. So it's really another hidden gem, I'll call it, but a treasured space. And it's outdoor. It's part of our park, but tucked away in a really beautiful spot. So those are a couple of my favorites here for attractions.
I love that. And I like how you highlighted some of the hidden gems, because those are often some of the most amazing places to visit, I think, mm-hmm. that maybe not everyone knows about.
Right, right.
Megan, what about you? Do you have a hidden gem or favorite place?
So I will absolutely share the one that whenever I have friends or family come in from out of the area where we spend the day, and that's on Industrial Way here in Buellton. We're kind of at the intersection of two highways, Highway 101 and Highway 246. And so Buellton, since those highways are right smack dab in the middle of town, is kind of separated into quadrants. And if you didn't know that Industrial Way was there, you might never find it. And that would be a huge, you'd be doing a huge disservice to yourself in the area, because then you would miss tasting at Dorwood Distillery, who it's run by Jay Dorwood, and you will never meet anyone more animated than Jay as he's mixing some of his handmade cocktails and telling you all about his distilling techniques, or tasting at any number of the wine tasting rooms that are in that area. Because it's industrial, they all have a very, very unique and personalized style about them. So when you walk into McLean Cellars and you see the giant Harley sitting in their tasting room, or you're sitting out in front of Imagine Wines and, you know, just enjoying the beautiful day with the garden in that little collective of wine tasting rooms, or you happen to be in the beer garden at Figaro Mountain Brewing Company, like, you can spend multiple days visiting and trying different places all in this one little, you know, one block cul-de-sac stretch called Industrial Way. And since that's where I tend to take my friends and family and I like to spend my time, I definitely would recommend it, because if it would be really easy to drive right past it and never know it's there, and you would be missing out on some of the most incredible experiences.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're taking your family and friends to the best spot. So if you're there for just a day, go to Industrial Way.
It's the joy of being a local. You get to know where all of the easy spots are, so you can try lots of different things without having to move around town very much.
Great. Well, thanks for explaining that to us. Let's jump in a little bit so we can get to know Buellton even more with the history. Let's get to know why Buellton is named Buellton. What brought people to the area originally?
Sure. So Buellton is named after the Buell family. So a lot of people, you know, stumble on the name or not sure how it became Buellton, but there was a Buell family who settled here and actually started cattle ranching and farming here in our community. And they originally migrated from the Midwest, I believe it was, back in, you know, the days of the gold rush, and didn't strike it quite rich up there. So that's what they moved down to this area and settled on cattle ranching and farming here in Buellton. We still do have a descendant of the Buell family that lives and resides here on his ranch in Buellton. So that's kind of neat to still have some of the family here in our area. And then, let's see, the Avenue of Flags. So back then, Buellton really is kind of midway. It was a stopping point for people traveling from Los Angeles up to San Francisco. And in doing so, we have a main thoroughfare here called the Avenue of Flags. And back then, this was your Highway 101, if you will. This was the main thoroughfare. And back in the 60s, when they moved the freeway from the avenue and actually built a new freeway and moved the 101 to, you know, east of this avenue, Ronald Reagan happened to be the governor at the time. And he went ahead and dedicated the Avenue of Flags to the city of Buellton and renamed it the Avenue of Flags. So we have a nice marker here. We celebrated the 50th anniversary by having Ronald's son, Michael, come and speak to our community and talk about his dad, and just celebrated the anniversary of the Avenue of Flags being dedicated to our community. So, but Buellton was mainly cattle ranching, and we still do have a fair share of that takes place in and around our city here. And like I said, the Buell family still resides on much of their land. They still have a large portion of land here in Buellton. So we were incorporated in 1992. So we used to be part of the county of Santa Barbara, which we still are part of the county. However, we're incorporated as our own city. So that means, you know, we have to do our own water and resources and whatnot. And we have our own city government as well that oversees our community and the regulations. So that's kind of how we got started, a little bit of history. Megan, if I missed something, please add to that.
Yeah, the only thing that I would add is there's a wonderful display that's operated by the Buellton Historical Society that's on the second floor above the gift shop at Pea Soup Anderson's, the restaurant, not the hotel. And they have some awesome just memorabilia from the original restaurants, from the original Pea Soup Anderson's as it was opened when it was Anderson's Electrical Cafe. And they also have information about the old Buellton Dairy days, and they've got a great sign from Mendenhall's. So it's a really neat way, especially to see the pictures of President Reagan while he was doing the Avenue of Flags dedication, and kind of just a way to explore the history a little bit more. And then there's also some great historic markers located throughout the town. So one of them is actually at the visitor center. So you can actually see the first one when you come and meet us here. And then there's also two located at Pea Soup Anderson's. There's one outside of Mendenhall's Museum. And we have a map to kind of help guide you. And it's got some photos that show what the areas looked like in the years past. So you can really kind of visually see how things have changed in town. And that's a really neat way as well to kind of experience Buellton's history. I would definitely recommend that.
There's such a rich history there. So I'm glad we took the time to talk about that as well. Let's move on to our next question. Let's talk a little bit about the visitor center. Why should people come there? Is that a good starting point when you visit Buellton? Do you want to talk about that, Kathy?
Sure, absolutely. We always recommend coming to see us first, or even calling ahead. We're happy to mail information or direct people to our website at discoverbuellton.com and have them, you know, search the site as well for more information. But at the visitor center here, you know, we're staffed 7 days a week. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4:30, and Sunday, 10 to 2. There may be holiday hours or exceptions to that periodically, but for the most part, 7 days a week. And here at the visitor center, they're really going to receive a concierge service, if you will. We like to get to know our visitor. We want to know what their interests are. Some people like wine tasting. Some people don't. Some people want to do outdoors hiking or garden tours, and other people just want to go shopping. So we need to find out what their interest level is and what they're here to do or what they're looking to explore while they're here. So then we can really cater their experience and get them the information that they need. We have a plethora of information here from our local businesses and attractions and wineries and restaurants. So a lot of information that can be found here. We have a lot of 2-for-1 tasting cards where they can pick up a tasting card and visit a winery, and they get 2 tastings for 1, which saves them a great deal of money. And then they have time, you know, room, they have some more money to buy a bottle of wine before they leave. So, but we do offer a great service. We also offer for any group tours and group visitors that come through, whether it be wedding parties, family reunions, or RV clubs. We also will bag up welcome bags for the guest. And if they have, you know, whoever's the head of their party or their group, they can always check with us. And we do that complimentary. And we just want to make sure that people are given the right information and have everything they need to have the best stay that they can and experience here in Buellton and our surrounding towns. So we definitely recommend visiting us. We do what we can to get them in the right direction, help them out, whether it be for reservations or information or hours, or if we don't know it, good old Google usually does. So we'll look it up online if we need to know or if we don't have the answer right here. But we do our best to give them the best experience they can while they're here in our destination.
And I can't tell you how many times just working in the visitor center and greeting a guest when they come in, having them say, "Where's the best place to eat?" And my first response back is always, "What do you feel like eating?" Like,
right.
We have so many different options. So that's a very, you know, if you're feeling like sushi, then I'm obviously not going to tell you to go to Hitching Post. And if you feel like grilled steaks, I'm not going to tell you to go to someplace where you're going to get pizza. So having that direct conversation really helps us make sure that we're providing the very best in the recommendations and getting our guests to exactly what their interest is. The same thing with like wine tasting. Wine tasting is a very unique experience. And so because of our proximity, like we're located in Santa Rita Hills, and we also have a number of wineries within Buellton itself that specialize in non-Santa Rita Hills varietals. So Santa Rita Hills is best known for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. But if you know that you're a sweet white wine person, then you probably aren't going to be interested as much in Chardonnays and Pinot Noirs as you might be in Rieslings and Pinot Gris. So having some more information so that we can make sure that you're getting the experience that you're looking for is really what that one-on-one experience is all about. You can also send us messages through social media. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and you can send us an email. I definitely recommend, if you want to get the most out of your stay, that you reach out and let us help you plan your trip.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much. So definitely stop at the visitor center. They're gonna put you in the right direction of what you're looking for and what activities you should do. Well, let's kind of wrap up here with the last question about lodging. Our listeners have heard about what to do in Buellton, and hopefully you all want to come and visit now. It's a wonderful destination. So let's talk about lodging. What do they need to know about that, Kathy?
Sure. We have something for every budget, is what I like to say, from Motel 6 up to a Marriott. And then also we have a wonderful RV destination resort. And I can't talk enough about that too, but Flying Flags RV Resort, for a lot of people took up camping and glamping in these recent years. So we have a fabulous RV resort here in Buellton. They have two large swimming pools. They have a private area called the Santa Ynez Valley Ranch, which is wonderful cabins, and they have this private pool area there. So a lot of times wedding parties or family reunions will rent that space and have the whole place to themselves. They also have a pavilion with a stage. So we've hosted events there. They do weddings there. It's a wonderful place for kids, families. It's very, very family friendly, pet friendly. They have a little dog park for their guests. They have a little cafe on property, so you could eat there if you didn't want to cook at your own site. They sometimes bring in live music. It's just a hands down wonderful place. They rent out. If you don't have your own rig, that's okay. But they do take all sizes up to the largest size RV. But then they also have, for those who don't have their own, they have vintage Airstreams you can rent out. They remain on property. You can't tow them, but they are there for you to stay in, and they have different themed campers there. And then they have safari tents, which really is like a 5-star hotel room. It's heated, air conditioning. You have a leather sofa, a large king, queens, they have bunk beds, they have different sizes for families, and down comforters. You don't realize you're sleeping in a safari tent at all. They have outdoor kitchens, the fire pit areas for gathering. It's just really a beautiful spot. Other hotels we have are the Marriott, which is a full service Marriott hotel. They also have meeting and convention areas for large groups, so they do offer that service as well. The Sideways Inn, we like to talk about. Of course, the movie Sideways was filmed here. For those that are wine lovers and they loved the movie Sideways, that was filmed here in Buellton and our neighboring towns. And the hotel was featured in the movie. That's where Miles and Jack actually stayed when they visited here in the movie. And so that's a wonderful hotel as well to stay in. But all of our hotels provide wonderful service. They're very clean, friendly. Like I said, something for every budget. And you really can't go wrong by staying here. And again, it's centrally located to all of the neighboring areas. So I think it's a great hub. If you want to come and visit this region, we have wonderful options for staying. And I think it's really one of the best places in the valley to stay and be centrally located and nearby other things to branch out to. So I don't think you can go wrong. And again, we have something for every budget.
That's great. I love the variety. If you're looking for glamping or just a traditional stay in a hotel, there really is something for everyone.
Yes.
Megan, was there anything you wanted to add to that, to the lodging?
I don't think so. Kathy is right. There's so many, and Flying Flags is a great example. So they actually have, and that's someplace that I have booked my own little family reunions. In addition to their Airstreams, they also have something called the Canned Ham Village, mm-hmm. which is actually like, I think, 4 or 5 little smaller trailer units in this little private gated area. And it's got a big like outdoor TV, like a covered TV and restrooms and a barbecue kind of outdoor kitchen area. And it's got a gorgeous view. And so it really is a great place, especially with so many families kind of ready to travel together again. And if you've got your kids and your pets, I have 3 dogs. So obviously all of my travel plans revolve around whether or not the dogs can come with us. Mm-hmm. And so there's lots of opportunities for smaller gatherings like that, which you can really kind of create your own private escape within a larger resort destination. And I think that's really cool. And I think I've stayed at every one of our hotels, and even like the Quality Inn on Avenue of Flags. We stayed there for a few weeks while we were having our house renovated, and I loved it. They had an incredible breakfast, like for the value. They had an incredible breakfast. They had a nice little reception in the afternoon that had wine and beer available. So I mean, you really can't beat the value if you're going to be coming into the area and kind of experiencing all these other things. Mm-hmm. I can't speak highly enough of our hotels.
Yeah. And I think they're each unique in their own way. They all Definitely. Offer something. You know, Pisoup Anderson's Inn, they actually offer wine tours. They have a shuttle right there, and one of their employees, they can go on and set up a wine tour for you. And then the Hampton Inn, it's really the setting there. It's very rural, but yet you're right here in Buellton. But the back area is just so peaceful, and it's just right at the base of a little kind of a hill there, but it's so pretty, and you just know you're in the country when you're there. So it's
right next door to Firestone. So you can walk right next door to the tap room and have beer at Barrel Works or order some lunch or dinner.
Yeah. We're pretty spoiled here.
Yeah, we are. There's a reason why I've never left.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I think that gives our listeners a great idea about where to stay. There's a lot of options, so I think you'll be pleased wherever you pick.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Meet Us in Buellton. We're so grateful that we had our first guest on the show with us today, Kathy and Megan. I will continue to be one of the co-hosts on here, as well as with Kathy and Megan, one of them always joining us as well. In the upcoming episodes, look for other guests that live in the Buellton area so we can learn more about the beautiful Discover Buellton. If you want to learn more about Discover Buellton, you can learn about them at discoverbuellton.com. Please subscribe to our show on any major podcast platforms. We'll see you next time. Thank you. This has been another episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and produced by Relic.